The following is a presentation of Team Glory Sports.
This is Georgia State University Panthers Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network. Brought to you by the Georgia State University Bookstore, the official bookstore of Georgia State, with locations on the downtown Atlanta campus and Alpharetta, Decatur, and Dunwoody campuses. And by Brad Stromdahl Baseball Camps. Now, the voice of the Panthers, Dave Cohen.
Back here at the ballpark in Panthersville, game one of a doubleheader, Georgia State, Georgia Southern. After the Eagles won the opener on Friday night, 20-0, leading things off for Georgia Southern, center fielder Josh Tate, first pitch from Cole Roberts, hit high in the air, over behind second base, Caleb Freeman there to make the catch, and one pitch and one down for Georgia Southern. Here in the top half of the first, here's the lineup for the Eagles. Josh Tate leading things off, followed by the third baseman Nico Sinise and the left fielder Sean Smith. 4, 5, and 6, the catcher Sean White, the right fielder Daniel Habb, and Jonathan Jamie, the DH. 7, 8, 9, the shortstop Cade Parker. First baseman J.P. Herholtz and Luke Auden, the second baseman. Rodney Hennen in his 26th season, the head coach down at Georgia Southern. On the hill for Georgia State, the right-hander Cole Roberts, junior from Las Vegas, transfer from UNLV, 4-1 with an ERA of 3.96. Second pitch to Nico Sinise, hit and foul territory, first base side. Underneath it is Wills McGinnis. He makes the catch and quickly two down here in the top half of the first for Georgia Southern. Again, Cole Roberts, 4-1, an ERA of 3.96, 37 strikeouts to just 12 walks. Opponents hitting .216 off him, 5-9, 192, a transfer from the University of Nevada at Las Vegas. Two down here in the top of the first, Sean Smith, the left fielder, stepping in now for Georgia Southern. He's out of Moss Point, Mississippi, and looks at a Roberts fastball. Taken for a strike, Colin Hynek working with Roberts behind the plate. Wills McGinnis at first, Caleb Freeman at second, Jesse Donahoe at third, Carter Bailey your shortstop in the outfield and left field, Michael McGinnis, Jay Williams straightaway center, C.J. Blackwell getting a start this afternoon in game one out in right field. One ball, one strike, the count here to Sean Smith. 25 games, a .449 hitter, 9 home runs, 29 RBIs on 40 hits. Roberts, 1-1 pitch, just missed on the outside corner, and it runs the count to 2-1. Kevin Kennedy working home plate here, assigned by the Sun Belt Conference. Jeremy Crow, Michael Carroll rounding out the umpiring crew here in game one. 2-1 delivery from Roberts, fastball hits the inside corner, swung at, missed there by Smith, and the count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Currently 71 degrees here at the ballpark at Panthersville. We're just outside of Atlanta. Fly ball hit out to right field, shading back. It's going to be up against the wall out and right. Blackwell gave it a shot, couldn't come down with the ball, and it's a two-out stand-up double for Sean Smith. He picks up hit number 41, keeps the top of the first inning alive here for Georgia Southern. A double off the wall in right. On a fastball right down the middle from Roberts, Blackwell gave it a run right up against the wall. For a split second, thought he was going to be able to make that catch. Hit off the wall just above his glove, and the top of the first continues for the Eagles. Sean White, the catcher, will step in. A redshirt junior from Peachtree City, Georgia, puts this one in the air right field. Again, Blackwell giving chase, and that ball's going to land on the warning track in the corner in right field. Sean Smith will come around to score. Georgia Southern, the early 1-0 lead on back-to-back doubles by Sean Smith and then Sean White. So the inning started out on a positive note for Cole Roberts. Sean White picks up RBI number 15 on hit number 15 and a run on 2 hits. After the first 2 outs here for Georgia Southern, that one in the far right corner right there, just to the left of the yellow foul pole. And it brings up Daniel Habb, the right fielder. Ab was 2-for-4 on Friday night, and they pop him up here in the infield. Who's going to have a play? Caleb Freeman will call for it right on the edge of the grass, makes the catch, and that'll do it for Georgia Southern here in the top half of the first. One run on two hits. They leave one as we head to the bottom of the first. Georgia State set to come to the plate, and Georgia Southern has the early 1-0 lead. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball from Atlanta on ESPN.
On-time service and experience matter for your home's heating and air system. For more than 40 years, Conditioned Air Systems has been North Georgia's solution for residential HVAC installation, maintenance, and repair. Family-owned and operated, we deliver the highest quality service on any brand and model with no hidden fees, promising 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Comfort you can feel, quality you can trust. Visit ConditionedAirSystems.com to schedule an appointment.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
Georgia State Baseball on 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ.
They're going back here at the ballpark at Panthersville. Starting lineup for Georgia State. Leading things off for the Panthers. And playing second base will be Caleb Freeman. Batting second, the left fielder Michael McGinnis. His younger brother Will McGinnis playing first base, batting third. 4, 5, and 6, the third baseman Jesse Dunn. Griffith. And 7-8-9, center fielder Jay Williams, the right fielder C.J. Blackwell, and the shortstop Carter Bailey. Brian Stromdahl, Georgia State's head baseball coach in his sixth season. Georgia Southern starter here in game two of the series, number 46, Jax Lewis, sophomore out of Belleville, Georgia. Transferred to Georgia Southern after starting his collegiate career at TCU. 2-1 on the year with an ERA of 6.41. He has struck out 18. He has walked 7 in 26 and 2/3 innings, a 6-1, 160-pound right-hander again from Belleville, Georgia. Defensively for Georgia Southern, Sean White will work with Lewis behind the plate. J.P. Herholz at first. Luke Odden at second. Cade Parker at short. Nico Sinise at third. The outfield, same as game one, Sean Smith in left field. Josh Tate straightaway center field. Daniel Habb getting the start out in right field for the Eagles. Caleb Freeman stepping in now for Georgia State. He's out of Flowery Branch, Georgia. 1-for-3 on Friday night, currently hitting .392 on the year. 8 home runs, 29 RBIs. Georgia Southern, the 1-0 lead. After scoring one run in the top of the first, right-hander turns, delivers, and fires a straight-on strike to Caleb Freeman. And it's a no-ball, one-strike count. Freeman, McGinnis, and McGinnis here in game two, top third of the order. Lewis into the wind. Strike on the lower inside corner. He's ahead in the count here on Caleb Freeman. No balls, two strikes. Freeman playing in his 29th game of the season for Georgia State. Lewis, the sign from Sean White. Into the wind. Fastball again. This one misses low. It runs it to 1-2. Georgia State is a ball club hitting .286. Collectively, they've hit 48 home runs. They've driven in 211 runs on the season. The 1-2 pitch hit high in the air over behind shortstop, edge of the grass underneath it to make the catch. Shortstop, Cade Parker, and one down here in the Georgia State half of the first. It'll bring up Michael McGinnis. Georgia State starting left fielder, redshirt junior Noonan, Georgia, transferred from Samford University over in Birmingham. 0-for-3 on Friday night, currently hitting .339 on the year. He's hit 4 out of the ballpark and has driven in 24 runs this year. So McGinnis steps in. First pitch on the way here from Jax Lewis. Right-hander into the wind, delivers a fastball strike on the first pitch. McGinnis with right at 40 hits on the season. The 0-1 pitch, bounding ball to second. Picked up there by Luke Auden, the throw over to Herholz at first. 4-3 on the putout. And quickly two down here in the Georgia State first. The younger of the McGinnis boys, Wills McGinnis, stepping in. Hitting just in front of Jesse Donahoe, who's in that cleanup spot again here on Saturday. Wills McGinnis, a freshman from Noonan, 1-for-2 on Friday night, had a triple. And takes a strike on the inside corner on another Jax Lewis fastball. 339, four home runs. He's driven in 24. Misses on the 0-1 pitch. Count even now, one ball, one strike. One-one delivery, misses low and outside. It's two balls and a strike. Two down here in the Georgia State first. Two-one delivery, straight on fastball. Hits the outside corner of the plate, and that evens the count at two balls and two strikes. Two-two pitch to McGinnis on the way. This one hit in the air center field. Josh Tate shading over to his left. Underneath it makes the catch, and the Panthers go in order here in the bottom half of the first. Nothing going for Freeman, McGinnis, or McGinnis. No runs, no hits, nobody left. Georgia Southern, a 1-0 lead as we head to the second here in Atlanta. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
Georgia State Baseball on 97.5 Glory
FM. At Panthersville,
FM,
just outside of Atlanta. Georgia Southern, a run on two hits there in the top of the first. Sun Belt Conference baseball standings. And it's Southern Miss currently sitting atop the league, 19-7 and 6-1 in league play. Got a tie for second between Coastal Carolina and Troy. All three of those schools are ranked in the latest top 25 poll. Troy already a 20-win team. They are 20-7 and 5-2. Coastal Carolina 19-7 and 5-2. And then Georgia Southern, Georgia State, Appalachian State, Louisiana, James Madison all tied at 4-3. In conference play. Leading things off here for Georgia Southern, it'll be their 6, 7, and 8 hitters here in the top of inning number 2. Jonathan Jamie will lead things off. Junior out of Snellville, Georgia. He's played in 10 games this year, hitting .286. He's got one home run, two RBIs, a slow rolling ground ball to Freeman at second. On to McGinnis, one pitch, one down here in the Georgia Southern second. Top of our broadcast, we talked about Cade Parker, had a big night last night, 3-for-4, including a solo home run and 4 runs scored. And he steps in now with one out here in the second. Senior from Panama City Beach, Florida. Currently hitting 256 with six home runs and 24 RBIs. First pitch on the way from Georgia State's Cole Roberts. Fastball breaks a little early and dips low, taken for ball one. Jamie, Parker, and Herholtz here in the Georgia Southern half of the second. 1-0 pitch. He was showing bunt. Backs him out of the box there a little bit. And it's a two-ball, no-strike count. Roberts out of the stretch. Upper portion of that strike zone. It's 2-1. Again, Cole Roberts coming into the weekend. 37 strikeouts. His 2-1 delivery. Swung at, missed on a breaking ball. Talking to Brad Stromdahl before today's game. Three pitches Georgia Southern will see will be the fastball, the slider, and the breaking ball. Fastball 90 to 93. There's a called third strike. Same exact pitch as the previous delivery. Parker down on strikes looking, and that is strikeout number 38 on the year for Georgia State's Cole Roberts. Beautiful placement on that pitch. And the first baseman, J.P. Herholtz, will step in. He had an 0-for-1 Friday night. And he looks at a strike on the lower outside corner on the first pitch from Roberts. Right-hander out of the stretch. That's a foul ball, tapped foul over on the first base side. Georgia Southern, after their win last night as a ball club, hitting 279. They hit two home runs last night, one from Parker, one from Tate. Home runs number 31 and 32, and as a ball club, they've driven in 169 runs. No balls, two strikes to count with two down here in the second. Roberts misses high and outside with another fastball. And it's 1-2. Coming up on his 20th pitch as we play the second. Check swing. There's a called third strike. He gets Parker and Herholtz looking. And Georgia Southern goes in order here in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We head to the bottom of the second here in Atlanta. Georgia Southern leading Georgia State 1-0. You're watching Sunbelt Conference Baseball on ESPN+.
If you need on-time expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
Georgia State Baseball on 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ.
Bottom of the second here in Atlanta. Georgia Southern holding on to a 1-0 lead over Georgia State. Due up for the Panthers, their number 4, 5, and 6 hitters. Third baseman Jesse Donahoe, the catcher Colin Hynek, the DH Cole Griffith. Panthers looking to bounce back here in game two after what turned out to be a very, very tough Friday night series opener. Georgia Southern a run on two hits to this point. As Jesse Donahoe makes his way towards home plate. Senior out of Columbus, Georgia, playing in his 29th game of the season. here this afternoon. Currently hitting .245 on the year. First pitch, big swing and a miss there from Donahoe. Again, a .245 hitter, 7 home runs, 19 RBIs on the year. Big cut on the 0-1 pitch. Fouls it off behind us here in the press box. Donahoe down in the count here. No balls and 2 strikes. Jax Lewis into the wind. Just missed low and outside. It's 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes. Pitch to Donahoe. He fouls this one off to the back screen. A 1-ball, 2-strike count. Well, Lewis went into the wind and actually looked like he was going to throw the ball. He kind of twisted around, and the ball never came out of his hand. It's still 1-2. Correction now, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two-two pitch. Fastball misses outside a little high. Runs the count full here to Donahoe. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Lewis into the wind, payoff pitch. And this one here is going to be lined down the line and right. It'll roll all the way to the warning track to the base of the wall. Makes the turn at first, heads into second, standing up. Donahoe delivers the double first hit of the afternoon for Georgia State. And for Jesse Donahoe, hit number 27 on the season. 7th double. Brings up the catcher, Colin Heineck. Colin, a junior from Rockmart, Georgia. He's played in 24 games this year. 6-1, 202. Currently hitting .224. He's hit 8 out of the ballpark, and he's driven in 23. Big cut on the first pitch from Jax Lewis. Fouls this one off behind home plate. The 0-1 pitch, fastball missed outside, a little low, 1-ball, 1-strike the count. One pitch, straight on, but low. Did he foul tip it into the glove? They're going to check with the umpire out at second, who says yes, and it's now 1-2. It may have hit the dirt of the top of the plate before it skipped into the catcher's mitt of White. Here's the 1-2 delivery. And that's it on the ground to third. That'll hold the runner at second. Throw across to first for the first out here in the second in time. 5-3 on the putout. Nico Sinise across to J.P. Herholz. And it brings up the designated hitter, Cole Griffith. Senior out of Sarasota, Florida, transferred in from Winthrop, currently hitting .304, 3 home runs, 13 RBIs on the year. Part of the rotation of catchers for Georgia State, and a first pitch hit high in the air, foul, first base side. And it's a no ball, one strike count. Jay Williams moves into the on-deck circle. One out and a runner down at second in Jesse Donahoe. The 0-1 pitch. That's hit on the ground right back towards second. Bounced up over the glove of Luke Auden. They're going to hold Donahoe over at third. And the Panthers now with one out have runners at the corners. Cole Griffith picks up his 18th hit of the season. We'll see how they score that. It ricocheted off the pitcher's mound by the time it got to Lou Godden. And Jay Williams will step in. Again, the 18th hit of the season for Cole Griffith. Jay Williams, redshirt sophomore from right here in Atlanta, 6'2", 200 pounds. Today playing in his 25th game, a .282 hitter with two home runs and 12 RBIs. First pitch, Lewis lined off the glove of Herholz. It'll roll into shallow right. Donahoe comes and scores from third. Griffith will motor into third. And Jay Williams delivers an RBI double. Panthers have tied the ball game at one here in the bottom half of the second inning. And for Georgia State, that's their first run of the series. Went right off the glove of Herholz over at first. Hard hit ball off the bat of Jay Williams. So Donahoe scores. The RBI double. And here's C.J. Blackwell, the right fielder. And he gets hit on the left forearm. And that'll give Georgia State runners now again at the corner at first and third. So C.J. Blackwell, the junior from Livonia, Georgia, on board now at first. Two down here in the inning. See a new glove there for J.P. Herholz. That hard hit ball off of Jay Williams. There's a quick turn and throw to Lewis to chase Blackwell back over to first base. Blackwell 4-for-4 in stolen base opportunities this year. Carter Bailey, the freshman, steps in. He's out of Chandler, Arizona. .247 hitter, 5 home runs, 23 RBIs. Cole Griffith, lead runner over at third. Blackwell aboard at first. Two down here in the Georgia State second. Pitch to Bailey, fouls this one off, and a good cut behind us here in the press box. And it's a one ball, one strike count. Bailey playing in his 29th game of the season this afternoon here in game one of this doubleheader, was 0-for-2 on Friday night. Lewis delivers high and inside, two balls and a strike. Two-one delivery, Jax Lewis turns and fires. Runner goes. No throw from Sean White. And the Panthers now have two in scoring position. Blackwell now at second. Griffith again still over at third. A 3-1 count here to Carter Bailey. Number 9 hitter in the order. Jax Lewis out of the stretch, turns and fires, and that's going to be ripped just foul down the third base side. That ball will bounce all the way down into the Georgia State bullpen. Count full here to Bailey, 3 balls, 2 strikes, the pitch from Lewis. And that's hit into the air right field. Backing up, getting underneath it. Daniel Habb makes the catch, and that'll close Georgia State out here in the bottom half of the second. Panthers, though, tie the ball game on an RBI double off the bat of Jay Williams that scores Jesse Donahoe. We're 1-1 as we head to the third here in Atlanta. You're watching Sunbelt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Georgia State Baseball on 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ.
Georgia State, Georgia Southern tied at one as we head to the third here at the GSU Baseball Complex. Six-game winning streak for the Georgia Southern Eagles. Season recap for Georgia Southern, 16-9 overall. And again, 4-3 in Sun Belt Conference play. They've been pretty good down at Statesboro, 13-4. 3-5 in road games. Again, they have now won six straight. 12-6 in their non-conference portion of their schedule. They split their first 10 games of the season, and they will play two today here at Georgia State. The 9-1-2 hitters for Georgia Southern here in the third. Luke Auden will lead things off. He'll be followed by Josh Tate and Nico Sinise. And for Luke Auden, the starting second baseman, a senior out of Scottsdale, Arizona. First pitch from Roberts, sails high, it'll bit outside. Auden, hitting 246, has not homered yet this year, has driven in 16. The 1-0 pitch from Roberts, strike on the upper outside corner. 1-1 the count. Right-handers, 1-1 delivery. Straight on, but a little high. Just above the strike zone, 2-1 the count. Sixteen hits on the year for the second baseman. 2-1 pitch, and that's hit on the ground, and it's going to be snagged there by Wills McGinnis. Coming over to cover the bag is Roberts, the pitcher. 3-1 on the putout. Nice play defensively there by the Georgia State freshman first baseman.
Center fielder Josh Tate.
Another look at McGinnis, the underhand toss to Roberts for out number one here in the Eagle third. Top of the order again, and this guy had a great night last night, Josh Tate. 2-for-4 in the series opener Friday night, including a grand slam. He's a junior out of Peachtree City, Georgia. Playing in his 26th game of the season, a 343 hitter. That grand slam, his fifth home run of the year. Swing and a miss on the 0-1 pitch. 27 RBIs on 37 hits this year. He's a former Georgia Bulldog transferring from Athens to Statesboro. Roberts, the 0-2 pitch. And that's hit on the ground. It will find its way out to C.J. Blackwell in right field, just out of the reach of Georgia State second baseman Caleb Freeman. So a one-out single for Tate, who is a tough out, to say the least. And he picks up hit number 38 on the year. Right down the middle. Good contact there for Tate. And Nico Sinise, the Eagle third baseman, will step in. Popped out to McGinnis in foul territory, his previous plate appearance. First pitch, Roberts. Taken for a strike. Inside corner of the strike zone. It's out of Sonoya, Georgia, just south of Atlanta. Big cut. That's going to be a slow roller. First base. McGinnis will field it. He will tag Sinise out. Runner will move to second. So Tate aboard down at second base. That'll go as a three unassisted. And the left fielder, Sean Smith, who doubled and scored Georgia Southern's run, will step in. A run on three hits for Georgia Southern, a run on three hits for Georgia State. Smith currently at 449. Again, those nine home runs, the 29 RBIs. Tough out. Here's the first pitch. Roberts starts him out a fastball, a little high, taken for ball one. Currently leading the Sun Belt in slugging percentage at 855 at home runs. Got him listed at 10 and 38 hits on the year. Check swing will be taken for a strike. And the count even here at a ball and a strike. Out of the stretch, Roberts 1-1 pitch. Swung right through it. It's 1-2. Sean White, the catcher, in the on-deck circle. The 1-2 pitch. Couldn't get him to chase up top. It's 2-2. Roberts comes set. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and that's going to be a chopper towards Bailey at short. He'll field it on one hop. The throw on the run to McGinnis in time, 6-3 on the putout for Georgia Southern. No runs on one hit. They leave one as we head to the bottom of the third here in Atlanta. Georgia State and Georgia Southern tied at one. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
Your home is part of you, and keeping it comfortable and well-maintained is essential. Conditioned Air Systems is North Georgia's solution for residential heating, air, and plumbing services. For more than 40 years, our family has been committed to delivering the highest quality service by our certified technicians and plumbers. Experience the difference today when you choose Conditioned Air Systems for your home's heating, air, and plumbing needs. Quality you can feel, service you can trust. Visit conditionedairsystems.com to schedule an appointment.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
Georgia State and Georgia Southern tied at one as we head to the bottom of the third here at the GSU Baseball Complex. Season recap for Georgia State to this point, 17-11 overall, at 4-3 in Sun Belt Conference play. They've been really good here, 15-4 in Atlanta, 2-7 on the road. The Panthers, though, have lost five of their last seven ball games after starting the season at 6-1. Losses include University of Georgia twice, Georgia Tech, and at South Carolina. Top of the order for the Panthers, Caleb Freeman is 0-1. He popped out to the shortstop his only previous plate appearance. Currently atop the standings in D1 with 17 doubles and 35 walks in those two statistical categories. Two balls, no strikes to count on those first two pitches from Jax Lewis. Working quickly, the 2-0 pitch. Fastball, letter high in the jersey, inside, 3-0 the count. Mentioned those 35 walks in that last graphic for Caleb Freeman. 3-0 pitch is taken for a strike. Freeman came into the ballgame hitting .392 with 40 hits, and then throw in 35 walks. See why he's at the top of the order. 3-1 pitch, low and inside, just below the knees. Leadoff walk for Georgia State here in the third. So for Jax Lewis, That's the eighth base on balls that he's issued this year. Came in with 7 walks, 18 strikeouts. Michael McGinnis now out of the number 2 spot in the order, hitting .336, 4 home runs, 24 RBIs. Freeman aboard at first. And a quick turn and throw, chasing him back to the bag. McGinnis awaits the pitch from Jax Lewis, who again turns and makes a quick throw over to Herholz at first. Caleb Freeman, always a threat. He's 9 of 10 in stolen base opportunities this year. First pitch to McGinnis, hit in the air, right behind second, actually shading over just to the right of second base, Luke Odden. Underneath it makes the catch for out number 1. So Michael McGinnis retired.
Your first baseman, William McGinnis.
Wills McGinnis will step in. Had a fly ball out to center field, his first plate appearance. Currently at .309 on the year. Lewis out of the stretch, first pitch to Wills McGinnis. We'll have to wait. He turns and makes another throw. Very concerned about Freeman over there at first base, as he should be. Initially showing bunt, then a full cut, fouls it to the back screen. It's a no ball, one strike count here to Wills McGinnis. Jesse Donahoe has moved into the on-deck circle. No balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch fouled off just to the right outside our window. No balls and 2 strikes the count here to McGinnis. The 0-2 pitch, swung at, hit on the ground to second. They'll shovel to second for 1. The throw on to first is in time. Georgia Southern will turn their 20th double play of the season. And that'll do it for Georgia State here in the bottom half of the third. No runs, no hits, nobody left. We're tied at 1, Georgia State and Georgia Southern. Sunbelt Baseball on ESPN+.
Financing a home, especially in today's market, is one of the biggest decisions you'll make for your family. Work with a mortgage company that puts you first. I do. Work with a lender founded on biblical principles like do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I do. It's Mike Gallagher for the only mortgage company I've used for almost a decade now when financing or refinancing Fellowship Home Loans. I'm friends with the owners, Mike and Brian. I even have them on my show occasionally. I know the care their team puts into every single customer. I can personally tell you that it's a smooth, stress-free process. And that's due to Fellowship's level of service and expertise that puts you in the right loan for your family and your goals. There's a reason Fellowship Home Loans is flooded with 5-star reviews. Whether purchasing a home or a cash-out refi to consolidate some higher interest debt, you can trust Fellowship Home Loans. Start the process. Make the call. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 819382.
Georgia State Baseball on 97.5 Glory FM.
Sunbelt Conference Baseball scoreboard from Friday night. Louisiana, a winner over James Madison 5-2. Appalachian State beats Old Dominion 9-4, and Southern Miss, 13th in the country, an 8-2 win over South Alabama. 21st-ranked Coastal Carolina blanks Texas State in San Marcos 7-0. 17th-ranked Troy held off Marshall 4-3, and it was Arkansas State holding on to beat Louisiana Monroe by a 4-3 score. Those were a look at the Friday night series opening scores around the Sun Belt Conference. Again, here in Atlanta, Georgia Southern beat Georgia State by a 20-0 score. And we are in game one of a day-night doubleheader here at the ballpark in Panthersville. Four-6-3 double play ended any threat Georgia State had in the bottom half of the third. And leading things off here for Georgia Southern is Sean White. Hits this one high in the air, center field. Jay Williams underneath it makes the catch. And one out here for the Eagles as we start the fourth. Hit high in the air, mid-range center field. And Daniel Habb will step in, the right fielder. Popped out to Freeman at second in his previous plate appearance this afternoon. First pitch from Roberts. In there for a strike. Three innings in the books for Cole Roberts. Three hits, one run. It was earned. Two strikeouts. And has given up a couple of doubles. His 0-1 pitch. Inside, runs it to 0-2. I'm not sure Habb agreed with the home plate umpire's ruling on that second pitch. Nonetheless, it's a no-ball, two-strike count. Roberts comes set, the 0-2. That one hit in the air center field, shading over to right center. Jay Williams will call for it underneath it. Back-to-back fly ball outs to Williams out in center. And two down here in the fourth for Georgia Southern.
Designated hitter, Jonathan Gay.
First two outs to center field. Williams underneath both of them. And Jonathan Jamie will step in. Grounded out to second in his only previous plate appearance. And takes a fastball low for ball one. Currently hitting .273 on the year. A 1-0 pitch right on the corner. Evens the count at a ball and a strike. One-one pitch. Right in the lower corner of that strike zone, it's 1-2. Home plate umpire Kevin Kennedy hearing a little bit from the Georgia Southern crowd that's here today. One ball, two strikes the count. Roberts fires that one in the dirt. Kind of slipped underneath the catcher's mitt of Colin Hynek. And the count is even at two balls and two strikes. Two-two delivery, and that's hit in the air right field. Heading back and making the catch on the warning track is C.J. Blackwell for out number three. That looked pretty good coming off the bat of Habb. Got hung up. Blackwell makes the catch out in right field on the warning track. As we head now to the bottom of the fourth here in Atlanta, Georgia State and Georgia Southern tied at a run apiece. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
On-time service and experience matter for your home's heating and air system. For more than 40 years, Conditioned Air Systems has been North Georgia's solution for residential HVAC installation, maintenance, and repair. Family-owned and operated, we deliver the highest quality service on any brand and model with no hidden fees, promising 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Comfort you can feel, quality you can trust. Visit conditionedairsystems.com to schedule an appointment.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
This is Georgia State University.
Back here
University
at the ballpark at Panthersville, Georgia State, Georgia Southern. This is the 108th meeting all time. Eagles lead the series, 77 wins to 30 losses. Georgia Southern has won four straight in the series after sweeping the Panthers down in Statesboro last year. Georgia State, though, 5-2 in Atlanta since 2021. It's a series that dates back to 1992, and it may date back a little bit further than that. Between the Panthers and the Eagles, Jesse Donahoe set to lead things off here in the Georgia State fourth. He doubled and scored the only Georgia State run back in the second. It'll be Donahoe, Colin Hynek, Cole Griffith here in the fourth. Panthers and Eagles, both a run on three hits. Donahoe currently at 252 with those seven home runs. Looks at ball one on the first pitch from Jax Lewis. Donahoe is senior out of Columbus, Georgia. 1-0 pitch hits the corner for strike one. That'll even the count. One pitch. Just missed with the fastball inside. Lewis threw three, has given up three hits, one run. It was an earned run. He's walked one, hasn't struck anybody out to this point. Two-one pitch, low and inside, and it's three balls and a strike. It's one thing Georgia Southern did really well on Friday night was get the leadoff hitter aboard. 3-1 pitch, and there's a leadoff walk to Jesse Donahoe.
Your catcher, Colin Hynek.
So the catcher, Colin Hynek, will step in. Grounded out the third in his previous plate appearance. First pitch from Lewis. Curveball missed outside, 1-0. Cloudy and overcast here in the Atlanta area today. Quick turn and throw to Chase Donahoe back. Jesse's only attempted one stolen base so far this year. He was successful on that attempt. 1-0 pitch, line drive right back up the middle. Donahoe will make the turn, but he will decide and wisely to hold at second. Fourth hit of the ball game for Georgia State. And Colin Hynek picks up hit number 16 on the season for him. And he makes way for Cole Griffith in the DH role today. He singled in the second. And time called by Georgia Southern with nobody out here in the fourth. And two runners on for Georgia State. Conference out on the mound here for the Eagles. They talk a little strategy. That's the pitching coach, A.J. Batisto. He's in his third season on the staff of Rodney Hennen down there in Statesboro. So Cole Griffith will come to the plate for the second time here this afternoon. He's a senior, Sarasota, Florida native, who transferred to Georgia State from Winthrop. Playing in his 22nd game of the season here this afternoon, a 304 hitter. First pitch, hit foul, first base side. Jax Lewis comes set, the 1-1 pitch. That's hit out to right field in the air, giving chase on the run, diving, and coming up with the catch is the right fielder for the Eagles, Daniel Hab. Great play defensively. Tagging at second, moving over to third is Donahoe. And what a play defensively by the right fielder, Daniel Hab. Let's take another look on a sharply hit ball off the bat of Cole Griffith. Hab giving chase and laying out right there in front of the warning track for the first down here in the Georgia State fourth. Jay Williams will step in, and that may be it as head coach Rodney Hennin makes the slow walk out of the Georgia Southern bullpen. Georgia Southern dugout. He motions towards the bullpen. And we're going to have a new Georgia Southern pitcher. We'll tell you who the new Georgia Southern Eagle pitcher is coming up after this timeout from Atlanta. 1-1 Georgia State and Georgia Southern. You're watching Sunbelt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
Chief Elon Musk says all government spending is up for review, and the House plans to cut $800 million in health care costs. These cuts could hit Medicare and Medicaid. Now, Rob Finnerty is on Newsmax tonight, revealing the real Medicare crisis. Over 65 million people depend on Medicare, and Rob Finnerty says hardworking Americans that paid for it should get their full Medicare coverage. This week in his series, Medicare in Crisis, Rob Finnerty looks at Medicare and why it faces bankruptcy. Big changes are ahead for Medicare. You need to watch Rob Finnerty tonight. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems or download the free Newsmax app on your phone now. Millions are switching to Newsmax because we're fighting for you.
Is Jacob Phillips, 6 foot senior out of Ocala, Florida, came out of North Marion High School, transferred to Georgia Southern from Santa Fe Community College. 7 appearances, a 1-loss record of 3-1, an ERA of 7.32. He's pitched 19 2/3 innings, walking 5, striking out 18. So Jacob Phillips on in relief of Jax Lewis here in the bottom half of the fourth. First Georgia State batter he will face will be Jay Williams, the center fielder. Opposing batters so far this season hitting .296 against Phillips. Sunbelt Conference Pitcher of the Week, 2 wins. Only gave up 1 earned run while striking out 9 8 2/3 innings. So safe to say he had a pretty good week. Congrats on those Sunbelt honors. .291 hitter for Jay Williams. 2 home runs, 13 RBIs. As he faces the left-hander, Phillips. First pitch taken for ball one. A little low and outside.
97.5 Glory FM is WTTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
1-0 delivery. Williams didn't quite go all the way around. Nonetheless, it's a strike. He went around enough, and the count is even here at a ball and a strike. Left-hander out of the stretch. And that's going to be a chopper towards first. Fielded there by the second baseman, Auden. Phillips comes over to cover. Panthers advance the runner. And there's 2 down here in the inning. So for Georgia State, Colin Hynek now down at second. 3-1 on the putout. And it brings up the Georgia State right fielder, C.J. Blackwell. 2 down here in the fourth. Hynek aboard down at second base for the Panthers. Phillips, first pitch, a little high and outside, taken for ball one. Two runs, four hits, no errors for Georgia State. Blackwell currently at 174 on the year. Swung at, missed. Count even here at a ball and a strike. Two to one, Georgia State. Donahoe scoring. He has scored both runs here this afternoon in game one for the Panthers to this point. Hynek still aboard down at second. Two balls and a strike here to Blackwell. Nice cut and fouls out one of the back screen. Two and two the count. Two two delivery. Swung at, missed, down on strikes. Blackwell retired, and that'll do it for Georgia State. The Panthers score one run on one hit. There were no errors, and they leave one. They leave Colin Hynek down at second as we head to the top of inning number five here in Atlanta. Georgia State, their first lead of the series, 2-1 here over Georgia Southern. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
Important Medicare news. Doge Chief Elon Musk says all government spending is up for review. And the House plans to cut $800 million in health care costs. These cuts could hit Medicare and Medicaid. Now, Rob Finnerty is on Newsmax tonight, revealing the real Medicare crisis. Over 65 million people depend on Medicare. And Rob Finnerty says hardworking Americans that paid for it should get their full Medicare coverage. This week in his series, Medicare in Crisis, Rob Finnerty looks at Medicare and why it faces bankruptcy. Big changes are ahead for Medicare. You need to watch Rob Finnerty tonight. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems or download the free Newsmax app on your phone now. Millions are switching to Newsmax because we're fighting for you.
Parker will lead things off. He'll be followed by J.P. Herholz and Luke Odden. Two runs on four hits, no errors to this point for Georgia State. A run on three hits, no errors for Georgia Southern. Again, Jesse Donahoe has scored both runs. Georgia State, their first lead of the series. Cole Roberts returns to pitch the fifth inning. Four innings in the books, three hits, one run. It was earned. Hasn't walked anybody, has struck out two. Sunbelt Conference news and notes as we get ready for Cade Parker. Three ranked teams this week in the top 25 poll. 13th ranked Southern Miss, 17th ranked Troy, 24th ranked Coastal Carolina. Parker again leading things off here in the Eagle fifth. 0-for-1 today, hitting .253 on the season. Hits this one high in the air, center field. Jay Williams coming in underneath it, makes the catch. Parker retired. He's 0-for-2 this afternoon. And the first baseman is J.P. Herholz. Struck out looking, as did Parker back in the second inning. So Herholz will step in, left-handed hitter. And Roberts delivers a first pitch. This is going to be a slow roller, first base side, three unassisted, right into the glove of Wills McGinnis, and just steps to his left on the bag, and two down.
Second baseman, Luke Odden.
Number nine hitter in the order is Luke Odden, second baseman. He grounded into a 3-1 over at first base in the third. Currently hitting .242 on the year. And Roberts delivers a first pitch fastball, high and a little outside, 1-0 the count. One-oh pitch, straight on fastball from Cole Roberts, evens the count at a ball and a strike. That was right in the middle of that strike zone. 1-1 pitch. Low just above the plate, and it's two balls and a strike. Coming up on his 50th pitch of the afternoon, he's currently at 48 pitches thrown. The 2-1 sails high and outside. Three balls and a strike. Three-one pitch, misses outside again. Not quite as much as that previous pitch, but a two-out walk issued to Luke Auden. And it brings up the dangerous bat of Josh Tate. First batter walked here for Cole Roberts. That's his 13th walk issued this year. So one walk, two strikeouts for Cole Roberts so far. Tate currently hitting .345 on the season. And so far tonight, he's popped out to second, came back with a third-inning single. Quick turn and throw over to first there by Roberts, chasing Luke Auden back. Auden 2-for-2 in stolen base opportunities this year. A strike on the first pitch to Josh Tate. The 0-1 pitch misses low, straight on but low. It's 1-1. Roberts out of the stretch. Fastball misses on the corner. 2-1 the count. Again, mentioned earlier that Sean Smith is a tough out. Well, so is Josh Tate. That's why he's at the top of the order. 2-1 delivery on the ground, right back to the mound. The ball knocked down by Roberts. He picks it up, makes the soft toss over to McGinnis at first. 3-1, a 1-3 on the putout. And that'll close Georgia Southern out here in the top of inning number 5. Georgia State, a 2-1 lead over Georgia Southern as we head to the bottom of the 5th here in Atlanta. You're watching Sunbelt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
If you need on-time, expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
Georgia State Baseball on 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ.
Busy weekend for Georgia State and Georgia Southern on the diamond, both baseball and softball. What's on tap for the Panthers and the Eagles? A doubleheader on the softball diamond in Statesboro this afternoon. 3 p.m. first game, 6 p.m. game two, both here on ESPN+. And coming up after this game, we will have game two of our day-night doubleheader here in Atlanta on the baseball diamond for Georgia State and Georgia Southern. Right now we're in the bottom of the 5th here in game 2 of the series. And Georgia State on 2 Jesse Donahoe runs scored, leading Georgia Southern 2-1. So the 9-1 and 2 hitters due up for the Panthers here in the fifth. Carter Bailey followed by Caleb Freeman and Michael McGinnis. Bailey 0 for 1 so far today, hitting .245 on the season. Again, facing the second pitcher for Georgia Southern, Jacob Phillips, the left-hander. Into the wind, and this one popped up, foul territory, first base side. They'll give chase, and it will land behind the stands. No balls and a strike to count. Game-winning walk-off home run in Georgia State's win last time out against Kennesaw State. That was here at the ballpark in Panthersville. The Panthers will play a midweek game at Kennesaw State this coming week. The 0-1 from Phillips. Same thing, fouled off first base side behind the Georgia Southern dugout. And Carter behind in the count here, 0-2. No balls, two strikes the count. Left-hander into the wind. Tried to get him to chase a low fastball. Doesn't, and it's 1-2. Bailey digs in. Here's the 1-2 pitch. That one took a bounce right in front of home plate. And the count is even at two balls and two strikes. Bailey with 23 hits on the season. He was 0 for 2 on Friday night. The 2-2 pitch. And that's a chopper to third on one hop, fielded there by Sinise. The throw across to Herholtz in plenty of time. 5-3 on the putout. And one down here in the Georgia State fifth. So top of the order again for the Panthers. Caleb Freeman, 0 for 1 today with a walk. Popped out to short back in the first inning. First pitch on the way from Phillips. This one hit in the air. Center field. Shading back is Tate over in left center, makes the catch. Quickly two down for the Panthers here in the fifth. So Freeman now 0 for 2, and it brings up Michael McGinnis. McGinnis is also 0 for 2, grounded out to second back in the first. He popped out to the second baseman, Luke Auden, in the third. McGinnis currently hitting .333 on the year. First pitch on the way from Phillips. Low and inside, just below the knees. 1-0 count. A 1-0 pitch from Phillips, and that is swung at, chopped foul, third base side. It's a one ball, one strike count. One-one delivery, fouled off first base side, again over behind the Georgia Southern dugout. A 1-2 count here on Michael McGinnis. Into the wind as Phillips off speed, just missed. Boy, he had taken one step off the mound towards the dugout. He thought he had a called third strike there. Not so, says the home plate umpire, Kevin Kennedy. Two-two delivery, and that's a line drive. It's going to land out in left field. McGinnis will make a wide turn at first. He's going to have to hustle back to the bag. The ball comes back in from left field quickly. Michael McGinnis hit number 41 on the season. First hit in the series. He was 0-for-3 on Friday night. It delivers a two-out single to keep the fifth inning alive here for the Panthers. Younger brother Wills McGinnis, the Panthers' first baseman, steps in. He's currently hitting 305 on the year. Grounded into a 4-6-3 double play in his last plate appearance. Had a fly ball out to center back in the first. First pitch on the way to Wills McGinnis. Low, taken for ball one. Phillips will make a quick throw back over to first, keeping an eye on Michael McGinnis. You talk about threats to steal. Most attempts, most stolen bases for Michael McGinnis. He leads Georgia State. He's attempted 16 stolen bases. He's been successful 13 of those 16 times. 1-0 pitch. A little high and outside, 2-0 the count. Delivery on the way. And that's going to be a little nubber right behind second base. Auden will backstep it and make the catch, and that'll close Georgia State out here in the bottom half of the fifth. For the Panthers, no runs on one hit. There were no errors. They leave one. To the sixth inning we go here in Atlanta. Georgia State holding on to a 2-1 lead over Georgia Southern. Game one of a day-night doubleheader. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
Georgia State Baseball on 97.5 Glory FM. WGTJ.
Sunbelt Conference College Baseball scoreboard on a Saturday afternoon. One other game underway. That's in the top of the fifth up in Boone. Appalachian State leading Old Dominion 3-1. Getting underway shortly, 21st-ranked Coastal Carolina at Texas State out in San Marcos. 17th-ranked Troy hosting Marshall in Troy, Alabama. A little bit later on this afternoon, Louisiana hosting James Madison. Game two of a doubleheader, Monarchs and the Mountaineers in Boone. Arkansas State and Louisiana Monroe. And later on tonight, 13th-ranked Southern Miss hosting South Alabama. Right here, we're in game one of a doubleheader. We head to the sixth inning. Georgia State 2, Georgia Southern 1. First pitch, Cole Roberts to the leadoff hitter, Nico Sinise, who's 0-for-2 today. Popped out to McGinnis at first in the first. Grounded into a 3 unassisted to McGinnis at first in the third. Fouls off the 0-1 pitch into the back screen. Quickly 0-2 the count. Sinise right now at 237 on the year. The 0-2 delivery from Roberts couldn't get him to chase. That pitch sailed outside. It's a ball and two strikes. Roberts' 1-2 delivery. Missed inside, just below the belt. And the count is even. Again, so far, one walk, two strikeouts for the junior transfer from UNLV on the hill for the Panthers. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung at, missed. Ball gets away. And Hynek will make the throw down to McGinnis at first. Strikeout number three for Cole Roberts. And he has an even 40 strikeouts on the season. So one down here in the Georgia Southern sixth. That'll bring up the left fielder, Sean Smith. So far today for Smith, the left fielder, 1-for-2. Doubled and scored the only Georgia Southern run back in the first. He grounded out to Bailey at short in the third. Off speed, straight on, taken for ball one. Sean Smith transferred from Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College. 9 home runs, 29 RBIs. And that one there, an excuse me swing. Roberts will field, make the throw to first to McGinnis. And two down here in the inning. That was kind of an excuse me swing there by Sean Smith. And there's two down. Take another look.
Catcher, Sean Williams.
And Roberts has retired the first two Georgia Southern batters, Sinise and Smith. He gets Sean White, the catcher, who had an RBI double back in the first, had a fly ball out to Jay Williams in center his last time at the plate. And a first pitch, slider for a strike, and it's 0-1. A 194 hitter at the start of the game. He's increased that now to 203. Swings and foul, tips it into the glove of Colin Hynek. Roberts ahead in the count here, 0-2, trying to make quick work of the Eagles here in the sixth. The 0-2 fastball just a tad high, and it's a ball and two strikes. Roberts out of the stretch, the 1-2. Couldn't drop it in there. It was high and inside. And the count even at 2-2. Two-two delivery. And that's sharply hit, just foul, third base side, just to the left of the base at third. So the count still 2 balls and 2 strikes, 2 outs, nobody on here for the Georgia Southern Eagles in the sixth. Out of the stretch, 2-2, check swing. He didn't go around, count full here, 3-2. Payoff pitch on the way from Cole Roberts. Fastball hit in the air left field. And looking up, and that's going to bounce on the base of the wall at the warning track. Down in the far left corner. And a stand-up double for Sean White. That's his second double of the ball game. 95 miles an hour off the bat.
Right fielder, Daniel.
So his second hit of the ball game. Keeps the inning alive here in the sixth. Right fielder Daniel Habb will step in. He's 0-for-2. Popped out to second and had a fly ball out to center. Habb currently hitting .337. And the first pitch on the way from Roberts. That's hit into center field. Jay Williams running straight in makes the catch for out number three. So for Georgia Southern here in the sixth, no runs on one hit. There were no errors. They leave one. They leave Sean White out at second. Georgia State holding on to a 2-1 lead as we head to the bottom of inning number six here in Atlanta. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
Your home is part of you, and keeping it comfortable and well-maintained is essential. Conditioned Air Systems is North Georgia's solution for residential heating, air, and plumbing services. For more than 40 years, our family has been committed to delivering the highest quality service by our certified technicians and plumbers. Experience the difference today when you choose Conditioned Air Systems for your home's heating, air, and plumbing needs. Quality you can feel, service you can trust. Visit conditionedairsystems.com to schedule an appointment.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
Georgia State Baseball on 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ.
To the bottom of the sixth we go, and leading things off for Georgia State will be the player that has scored both runs for the Panthers, and that's third baseman Jesse Donahoe. Time now to take a look at the coaching resume of Rodney Hennen. 26th season as the head coach down at Georgia Southern, 952 wins to 637 losses, winningest coach in program history, 8 Sun Belt Conference championship berths, 1 postseason berth, and an alum of Western Carolina. He's done a lot of great things with the Georgia Southern baseball program down there in Statesboro. Jacob Phillips back to pitch the bottom of the sixth, and he will face Jesse Donahoe, as I mentioned, followed by Colin Hynek and Cole Griffith.
Third baseman, Jesse
Donahoe currently hitting .252. Doubled in the second and walked in the fourth. Scored both times. First pitch, Jacob Phillips. Fastball, letter high on the jersey, inside for ball one. Right-hander, a left-hander into the wind against the lefty bat, taken for a strike. And the count even at a ball and a strike. Phillips will step off the rubber. Donahoe will exit the batter's box and will reset. Two balls and a strike to count. They get it right up on the scoreboard. Three balls and a strike. The 2-1 pitch comes in low. It actually ricochets off the top of the plate. And Donahoe ahead in the count here, 3-1. Left-hander into the wind. And a leadoff walk for Jesse Donahoe. Rinse and repeat. That's how we started the fourth inning, and that's how we will start the sixth here for Georgia State Baseball. Brings up Colin Hynek, Panthers catcher. Hynek 1-for-2 today. Ground ball out to third in the second, came back, singled in the fourth. And he's currently at .232 on the year. And a first pitch strike from Jacob Phillips. Phillips comes set. Here's the 0-1 pitch.
Mrs. Lowe, and the count even now at 1-1. Inning in 2/3 so far for Phillips. He's given up one hit, walked one, struck one out. This one hit foul in the air over on the first base side. So 1-2 count here on Colin Hynek. Left-hander will make a throw over to first to chase Donahoe back. Donahoe about a three-step lead off the base over at first. A 1-2 pitch, misses outside, 2 balls, 2 strikes the count. Left-hander winds, delivers, swung at, missed. Hynek down on strikes. And that's the first out here in the Georgia State sixth. It'll bring up the Panthers designated hitter, Cole Griffith. He's 1-for-2 today with a single back in the second. He lined out, hit the ball hard in the fourth, but right to Daniel Habb out in right field who made that diving catch. Currently hitting .310 on the season. First pitch, fastball fouled off first base side. Well, Georgia State baseball program's nickname of the Bus Lot Boys, and that's because the ballpark, located just outside of downtown Atlanta, shares a parking lot with DeKalb County's Adams Stadium and the DeKalb County school bus lot. Fouled off again, and the only reason I tell you that is because looking right out the window, all these foul balls that are landing behind the first base side, behind the Georgia Southern dugout, are all taking a bounce. It's got to be 100 balls out there amongst those school buses. A no ball, two strike count here on Cole Griffith. Left-hander comes set. And the 0-2 is going to have to wait. He will make a throw to chase Donahoe back to the bag at first. Count remains 0-2. Phillips keeping an eye on Jesse over at first. And the 0-2 pitch. Swung at, missed. Struck out Griffith for the second out here in the bottom of the sixth. So a couple of strikeouts for Jacob Phillips. Strikeouts number 19 and 20 on the year. Jay Williams stepping in. RBI double back in the second. Hit into a ground ball out over at first in the fourth. Big swing and a miss on a fastball that just touches the outside corner from Jacob Phillips. It's an 0-1 count. The 0-1 pitch, same pitch, same result. Nice cut, but swung right through it. It's 0-2. So back-to-back strikeouts of Hynek and Griffith have Georgia State with two outs here in the sixth. The 0-2 on the way. Foul to the back screen. Still a no-ball, two-strike count. Thank you. Phillips will come again with the 0-2 pitch. Runner goes, and that one hits Williams in the helmet. That pitch got away from Jacob Phillips, and Pat and Georgia State's now going to have runners at first and second. Tori DiMatteo, Georgia State's sports medicine person, will come out and check with Jay Williams, make sure he's okay. Donahoe will hold down at second. So Williams appears to be okay. And C.J. Blackwell will pick up a bat and make his way to home plate.
Your right fielder, C.J. Blackwell,
was hit by a pitch back in the second. Struck out swinging in the fourth. And with two outs, he can make a little bit of noise here for the Panthers. Transferred in from Georgia Highlands. Originally out of Livonia, Georgia, up 85. First pitch on the way from Phillips, and he will step off the rubber. Very concerned about Donahoe, who's now down at second. And now the Georgia Southern catcher, Sean White, overchanging something out over at the Eagle dugout. So Jay Williams at first, Jesse Donahoe at second, two down here in the sixth. First pitch to Blackwell, fastball inside for strike one. Blackwell currently hitting 167 on the year. The 0-1 pitch hit on the ground towards third, scooped up there. And the throw across in time from Sinise to Herholtz. And Georgia State will end up scrambling 2-5-3 on the putout. And for the Panthers, no runs, no hits. They leave two. And to the seventh inning we go in Atlanta. Georgia State holding on to a 2-1 lead over Georgia Southern. You're watching.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your health care costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you, they encourage you, and it's proven too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Georgia State Baseball on 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ.
Seventh inning here at the GSU Baseball Complex, 2-1 Georgia State. To this point, Georgia State has stranded six base runners, two there in the sixth. Georgia Southern has stranded four, and the Panthers holding on to a one-run lead. Six, seven, and eight hitters due up for the Eagles here in the seventh. Jonathan Jamie will lead things off. He'll be followed by Cade Parker and J.P. Herholtz. Oh for 2 this afternoon for Jonathan Jamie. He was 2-for-3 on Friday night with 3 runs scored. First pitch on the way from Cole Roberts. strike on the lower inside corner. It's 0-1. Panthers adjusting defensively with Blackwell out in right field. Right-hander Wines delivers. That's hit high in the air right field. Blackwell shading over right towards the line. Underneath it makes the catch. One down here in the Georgia Southern Eagles seventh. Cade Parker making his way towards home plate. Had a big night last night, but not so much here in game two. Struck out looking in the second. And had a fly ball out to Jay Williams in center field in the fifth. Currently hitting 250 on the year. Roberts delivers, slider for a strike, and it's 0-1. Roberts out of the stretch, 0-1 pitch. Nice cut, but fouled towards the back screen. And Cole ahead in the count here. No balls and two strikes here on Cade Parker. The 0-2 pitch on the way, and that's chopped foul and a big cut there by Parker. Redshirt senior, Panama City Beach, Florida, came in at 256 through 25 games. He's got six home runs and 24 runs driven in. His next hit will be his 24th of the season. Roberts 0-2 pitch. Swung at, missed. Blew that one right by him. And for the second time, Parker down on strikes. Add to the strikeout total of Cole Roberts. He's now fan four here in game two. And he's got 41 strikeouts on the season. Two down here in the Georgia Southern seventh. First baseman J.P. Herholtz will step in. He struck out looking in the second, grounded into a three unassisted in the fifth. So an 0-for-2 afternoon, and they pop him up here in the first pitch. Underneath it is Bailey. It's short, shading over towards third. He's under it and makes the catch. So Georgia Southern goes quietly here in the seventh. Nothing going for Jamie, Parker, and Herholtz. And as we head to the bottom of the seventh now here in Atlanta, still a 2-1 lead, Georgia State leading Georgia Southern. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN. Here's what's coming up for the Georgia Southern Eagles, who will play game two of that doubleheader here. Coming up about 45 minutes after the conclusion of this first game, but coming up for Georgia Southern, once they leave Atlanta, they're going to take on number six Clemson. And next weekend, they'll be down in Mobile, April 4, 5, and 6, to take on the South Alabama Jaguars. They will host Jacksonville in Statesboro April the 8th. They will be in Macon, Georgia, April the 9th, to take on the Mercer Bears. On the other side of the diamond for Georgia State. Again, Georgia Southern in game two. Panthers will play at Kennesaw State coming up on April 1 and then hit the road when they get back in Sunbelt play April 4, 5, and 6 up in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Going to take on the Dukes of James Madison. Jacksonville State here at the ballpark in Panthersville on April the 8th. And then Coastal Carolina, number 21 in the country here April 11, 12, and 13. Number 9 hitter in the order, Carter Bailey, leading things off for the Panthers. 0 for 2, had a fly ball out to right field in the second, grounded out to third in the fifth. And Bailey looking for his 24th hit of the season. The 0-1 pitch, right in there for a strike. Two really nice pitches out of the gate by Jacob Phillips here in the seventh. Bailey quickly down in the count here, no balls and two strikes. Left-hander into the wind. Swung at, missed, three-pitch strikeout. And Carter Bailey down on strikes. So far from our advanced pitch data, we'll get to that a little bit later. 81.7 miles an hour with a spin rate of 2056. If you keep up with the stats at that level. Top of the order now for the Panthers. Caleb Freeman will step in. He takes ball one on the first pitch. Switch hitter, this time the right-handed bat for the Georgia State second baseman. Phillips winds, delivers, swung at, foul, tipped it. And it's a one ball, one strike count. Freeman now hitting .385 on the year. A 1-1 delivery way outside, and it's a 2-1 count. Freeman out of Flowery Branch, Georgia. Started his collegiate career at the University of North Georgia up in Dahlonega. Was at St. John's River and then transferred to Georgia State from Auburn prior to the start of this year. Count even now, two balls and two strikes as he fouled off the 2-1. Phillips comes with the 2-2 delivery, and that's hit high in the air, right field. Shallow right. Who's going to have a play? Luke Auden? Nope, it'll be the right fielder coming in, Daniel Hab, to make the catch. And there's two down here in the Georgia State seventh.
Your left fielder, Michael McGinnis.
So with two down, Michael McGinnis will step in. McGinnis 1-for-3, singled back in the fifth. For his only hit, he's also popped out to second and grounded out to second. Panthers holding on to a one-run lead here in the seventh inning. McGinnis going to line this one out to left field. This should go for extra bases. He'll make the wide turn at first. He'll head into second, standing up. Ball rolls all the way out to the warning track in left field. And for Georgia State, the Panthers come up with their sixth hit of the ball game. Second hit from Michael McGinnis as he follows up that fifth inning single with a seventh inning double. And McGinnis picks up hit number 42 on the year. Keeps the inning alive. Time called by Georgia Southern as pitching coach A.J. Batista will make a visit to the mound. Eagles talk some strategy with two outs here in the inning, and the Panthers with a runner in scoring position down at second. Two runs now on six hits for the Panthers. A run on four hits for the Eagles.
Your first baseman,
Wills McGinnis. So McGinnis will step in with two down, and his brother aboard down at second. And looks at ball one on that first pitch from Phillips. McGinnis 0 for 3 today with a fly out, a double play, and a pop out to second. Phillips was having a issue out on the mound. One oh count here to Wills McGinnis. The lefty turns and fires and misses outside a little high. 2-0 the count. Two-oh pitch, in there for a strike. Runs it to 2-1, coming up on pitch number 55 here for Jacob Phillips. The 2-1 pitch, low and outside, ball three. Jesse Donahoe would hit next. He's down in the on-deck circle. Three-one delivery, and that's a walk. Patient at bat there for Wills McGinnis. Second walk issued by Jacob Phillips since coming on in relief of Jax Lewis and Jesse Donahoe, who has scored both of Georgia State's runs. One hit today, that was a second inning double. He has walked his last two plate appearances in the fourth and in the sixth. Currently hitting 252 on the year. And a first pitch there from Phillips. Breaks low and inside, it's 1-0. And Phillips will spin off the rubber, keeping Michael McGinnis aboard down at second. Just letting him know he's aware that he's down there. Wills McGinnis aboard at first. Two outs here in the bottom of inning number seven. Game one of a doubleheader. Georgia State and Georgia Southern. Phillips turns, delivers. Nice cut there by Donahoe. Fouls it off behind us here in the press box. Phillips has walked two and struck out four since coming in. The 1-1 pitch. Fastball looked a little high, but taken for a strike. It's 1-2. Phillips 1-2 pitch, fought off and fouled off third base side. Lead runner down at second, Michael McGinnis. And Donahoe with a good eye, that pitch from Phillips. Low and outside, evens things up at 2-2. Two-two pitch. Just missed inside. Georgia Southern thought they had a called third strike. Not to be, the count full here on Donahoe, 3-2. Another look at that pitch. Tough to tell, but here's the payoff delivery. Phillips turns and fires, and this one hit in the air right center. Going back is Tate up against the wall, and it's caught by the right fielder. Daniel Habb, another outstanding play defensively for Georgia Southern. We saw one earlier in the ball game, and that one saved a run, possibly two, on a hard hit ball off the bat of Jesse Donahoe. Tough way to end the seventh for Georgia State. Panthers, no runs, one hit. They leave two. We head to the eighth inning here in Atlanta. And Georgia State holding on to a 2-1 lead over Georgia Southern. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
On-time service and experience matter for your home's heating and air system. For more than 40 years, Conditioned Air Systems has been North Georgia's solution for residential HVAC installation, maintenance, and repair. Family-owned and operated, we deliver the highest quality service on any brand and model with no hidden fees, promising 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Comfort you can feel, quality you can trust. Visit ConditionedAirSystems.com to schedule an appointment.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
Georgia State Baseball on Glory 97.5 FM, WGTJ.
Well, Georgia State has now stranded eight base runners here in Game 1 after leaving both McGinnis brothers aboard at first and second. They're in the bottom of the seventh. As we head now to the top of inning number eight here in Atlanta, Georgia State holding on to a 2-1 lead here over their in-state rival, Georgia Southern. Cole Roberts back to pitch the eighth. Roberts so far has been right on the money. Seven innings in the books. He's allowed four hits, one run it was earned. He's walked only one, has struck out four. And Luke Odden, the second baseman, the number nine hitter in the order, will lead things off. Showing bunt on that first pitch from Roberts, taken for a strike. Odden, 0-for-1 today, currently at 242 on the year. Roberts, 0-1 pitch. Strike on the outside corner. He's ahead in the count here, 0-2. There is activity up and throwing in the Georgia State bullpen. 0-2 pitch. Sliding swing there by Luke Odden. He's down on strikes.
This is Georgia State head coach Brad Stromdahl. You're listening to 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ, Murrayville, Gainesville, and W248DL, Murrayville, Gainesville.
We'll see. Brad Stromdahl, Georgia State head coach, has emerged from the Panthers dugout. They do have a right-hander up and throwing down in the bullpen. And the line so far on Cole here in Game 1, 7 1/3 innings. He's allowed four hits, one run it was earned. He's walked one and now has five strikeouts. So time called by Georgia State. Warming up down there is Jacob Cruz, number 43. He's a big 6'6 right-hander, a junior out of Winter Garden, Florida. Transferred to Georgia State from Pensacola State College down in Florida. And giving him time to get that arm warmed up for the stretch run here in the eighth and ninth. And Brad is going to make his way back to the Panthers dugout. Cole Roberts will, at least for the time being, stay in the ballgame. Again, has had a fantastic outing to this point here on the hill for the Panthers. Top of the order, Josh Tate. First pitch, Roberts hit high in the air right field. Blackwell going to shade over to his left, and underneath it makes a catch for out number two. So two down for Nico Sinise.
Third baseman, Nico Sinise.
Sinise 0-for-3 today has popped out to McGinnis at first, grounded out to McGinnis at first. He struck out in the sixth. Currently at 235 on the year. Low and outside on the first pitch from Roberts, a 1-0 count. Right-hander out of the stretch. Delivers a strike in the upper outside corner of the zone to even the count at a ball and a strike. Sinise awaits the pitch, low and outside for ball two. On deck circle is the dangerous bat of Sean Smith. 2-1 pitch. That's hit in the air towards center field, left center. Who's going to have a play on it? Jay Williams will call for it. Underneath it makes the catch. F8 on the putout. And Georgia Southern goes in order. No runs, no hits. Nobody left. Bottom of the eighth inning. On the other side of this timeout, Georgia State 2, Georgia Southern 1. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Georgia State Baseball on 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ.
To the bottom of the eighth inning we go here at the ballpark at Panthersville. Jacob Phillips back to pitch the eighth for the Georgia Southern Eagles. And a 2-1 lead for Georgia State here in Game 2. Again, we'll have Game 3 of the series coming up about 45 minutes following the conclusion of this first game here on this Saturday afternoon. Inclement weather due in Atlanta on Sunday, so the coaches made the decision to play two today and let Georgia Southern get back down to Statesboro, making sure they get both games in. And so we'll have game two coming up this evening right here on ESPN+. Colin Hynek will lead things off here, a 229 hitter. First pitch on the way from Phillips, and that's hit high in the air, center field. Backing up in front of the warning track is Tate. Now two steps in, makes the catch, and one down. Cole Griffith will hit next.
Your designated hitter, Cole Griffith.
Griffith 1-for-3 today. That lone hit was a single back in the second. Since then, he hit it hard but lined out to right field in the fourth. Went down on strikes in the sixth inning. Phillips will wind and fire. The first pitch fouled off over on the first base side. That'll scatter some Georgia Southern fans sitting down the line. No balls in the strike here to Griffith. Left-hander into the wind. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fouled off again, first base side. So one out, nobody on. Griffith behind in the count here, 0-2. Fly ball hit to left center. Tate runs it down, makes the catch. So back-to-back fly ball outs to Josh Tate out in center field. Off the bats of Hynek and Griffith. Two down here in the Georgia State eighth. For the Panthers center fielder, Jay Williams. Williams was hit by a pitch in the helmet his last plate appearance back in the sixth. He's got one hit today. That was an RBI double in the second that scored Jesse Donahoe with the game's first run. Left-hander Phillips, Wines delivers, misses high with a fastball. Williams currently at 287 on the year. Looks at a strike on the 1-0 pitch. Count even, ball and a strike. Left-hander into the wind. Swung at, missed. Big cut there by Williams. And he's down in the count here, 1-2. Atlanta native, but transferred back after starting his college baseball career over in Birmingham at UAB. A 1-2 delivery. And that one hit him again, this time in the right shoulder. And now words exchanged between Williams and Phillips. As the umpire will escort Jay down to the bag at first. Keeps the inning alive here in the eighth for the Panthers. As we look at it again, right off that right shoulder dash forearm. I know things sometimes get a little heated, but you look at it both ways. If you look at it from Phillips' point of view, with two outs, he's not looking to put anybody on base intentionally. That pitch got away from him. C.J. Blackwell, the right fielder, 0 for 2. And the first pitch down low in the dirt. And correction, that is not C.J. Blackwell. That is a pinch hitter for Georgia State. That is Andon Lewis, freshman out of Calhoun. Hitting for C.J. Blackwell. Lewis in 62 plate appearances hitting .306. He's got five home runs on the year. And he takes ball two. Was in the DH role in Friday night series opener. .20 pitch on the way to Lewis from Phillips. Swung at, missed. It's 2-1. Big cut there by Andon. Two runs on six hits for Georgia State here in the eighth. The 2-1 pitch. Popped foul behind us here in the press box. And that'll even the count at 2-2. Left-hander comes set, the 2-2 pitch. Turns and delivers, foul to the back screen. Two ball, two strike count here to Andon Lewis. The pitch from Phillips, and that one hit him, I believe, in the left leg. So now for Georgia State, runners at first and second with two outs here in the bottom of the eighth inning. And I think an equipment issue now for So we're taking another look at it. Did it hit Lewis or did it hit Sean White? You know, Lewis, meanwhile, is going to make his way back to the dugout. Georgia State will have a pinch runner down at first. It looks like John Beverly. So the sports medicine staff for Georgia Southern out tending to the redshirt junior Sean White there at home plate. We'd have to look at it again to see where it hit him, where the ball made contact. So the replay, we try to slow it down right there on the left forearm or the left shoulder. But John Beverly has come on to pinch run over it first. Jay Williams, the lead runner, down at second. Two outs. And at the plate now for Georgia State, Carter Bailey, the shortstop. And a first pitch sails high and outside, taken for ball one. Carter looking for his first hit here in game two. He has flown out to right field. He's grounded out to third and went down on strikes his last plate appearance back in the seventh. Phillips will come set, check the runner down at second. Here's the 1-0. Swung at, missed. Foul tipped it. And the count even here at a ball and a strike. One-oh delivery. A strike to Beverly. That pitch looked a little high and inside, but nonetheless, it's a 1-2 count. By the way, when we get to the ninth, it'll be Sean Smith, Sean White, Daniel Habb due up for the Eagles. 1-2 delivery. Nice cut, but fouled to the back screen. Still a one-ball, two-strike count here on Carter Bailey. Panthers trying to add an insurance run or two. Holding on to that one-run lead here in the eighth. Phillips again with the 1-2 delivery. Turns and fires, and that's a little soft tap hit right back up the middle. And it's fielded there by Auden, who steps on the bag at second for the force. And that'll close Georgia State out here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. No runs, no hits. The Panthers do strand two base runners. To the ninth inning we go here in Atlanta. Georgia State holding on to a 2-1 lead over Georgia Southern in game one of our day-night doubleheader. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
If you need on-time, expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
Georgia State Baseball on 97.5
Glory FM. Georgia State, a 2-1 lead. Time now for a game summary for Georgia Southern. Both Seans have contributed today. Sean White, two doubles and RBI. Sean Smith, a double and a run scored. Josh Tate has one hit. And for Georgia State, Jesse Donahoe, a double. Both runs. He's walked twice. Jay Williams has one hit, two RBIs, and has been hit by a pitch twice. And Michael McGinnis has one of the six Georgia State hits with a double. And the Panthers will face Sean Smith, Sean White, Daniel Habb here in the ninth. Cole Roberts looking to go the distance on the hill for Georgia State. One for three for Sean Smith so far, currently at 446. And a check swing on a slider that hits the outside, comes in a little low, 1-0 the count. Smith's lone hit was a first-inning double. He ended up coming around to score the game's first run. And that's been it for Georgia Southern to this point. Another check swing on a similar pitch, 2-0 the count. Two balls, no strikes. There's a strike, straight down the middle. That runs it to 2-1. Roberts, 2-1 pitch, hit back up the middle, backhanded stab. Freeman gets up, makes the throw to McGinnis in time to retire Sean Smith without number one here in the ninth. Nice play there by Caleb Freeman out at second base. 4-3 on the putout. The other Sean White, the catcher, will step in. He's got two hits today, both doubles, one in the first, one in the sixth, in between a fly ball out to center field. First pitch, Roberts, and that's going to be a line drive that's going to find its way out to McGinnis in left. On the first pitch from Cole. 103 off the bat of Sean White. And the tying run is at first. And they're going to bring in a pinch runner. And that will be number 17, Jeff Lovett, the senior out of Noonan, Georgia. We saw him in a pinch hit role in Friday night series opener.
Pinch running for Georgia Southern is number 17, Jeff Lovett. At bat, right fielder, Daniel Habb.
Daniel Habb will step in. He has flown out to center field his last two plate appearances, popped out to second in the first, currently hitting 333 on the season. First pitch, Roberts, low and outside. Nice job keeping that ball in front there by Colin Hynek, the catcher. One out, one on here for the Eagles. Quick turn and throw to McGinnis over at first, chasing Lovett back to the bag. Jet Lovett out of Noonan, Georgia, transferred from Georgia Tech. A 1-0 pitch fouled off by Habb over on the first base side. It's 1-1. Roberts comes set. He'll turn and make another throw over to first, keeping an eye on the runner over there at first. Love it. One-one delivery. And that's going to be a line drive out to left. Michael McGinnis will field it. Love it will make the turn at second. And he will hold. And so all of a sudden, crunch time, Georgia Southern's bats coming alive. Back-to-back singles. And both out to the same area of the ballpark. And that might be it now for Cole Roberts. Brad Stromdahl, slow walk out of the Georgia State dugout, out to the hill. He's been out once before, and Cole Roberts will hand him the baseball, and the Panthers have made the Panther call to the bullpen. We'll tell you about the new Georgia State pitcher. Great outing for Cole Roberts this afternoon here in Game 1. We'll tell you about the new Georgia State pitcher on the other side of this timeout. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball from Atlanta on ESPN.
important Medicare news. Doge Chief Elon Musk says all government spending is up for review, and the House plans to cut $800 million in health care costs. These cuts could hit Medicare and Medicaid. Now, Rob Finnerty is on Newsmax tonight, revealing the real Medicare crisis. Over 65 million people depend on Medicare, and Rob Finnerty says hard-working Americans that paid for it should get their full Medicare coverage. This week in his series, Medicare in Crisis, Rob Finnerty looks at Medicare and why it faces bankruptcy. Big changes are ahead for Medicare. You need to watch Rob Finnerty tonight. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems or download the free Newsmax app on your phone now. Millions are switching to Newsmax because we're fighting for you.
Georgia State Baseball on 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ.
Georgia State, a pitching change. They're going to bring in number 43, Jacob Cruz. Big 6'6 junior right-hander out of Winter Garden, Florida. Transferred from Pensacola State and Rice out in Houston. And the numbers on Cruz so far this year. In nine appearances, all in relief, one win, one loss, an ERA of 2.57, 14 innings thrown this year. He's allowed 12 hits, 5 runs, 4 of those earned, 7 walks issued. He has struck out 19, opposing batters hitting 245 against him. So Georgia Southern with one out here in the top of the ninth, but runners at first and second base after back-to-back singles from Sean White and Daniel Habb. This after the ground out of off the bat of Sean Smith. And Jonathan Jamie will be the first Georgia Southern batter to face Jacob Cruz. Again, Jet Lovett, the pinch runner. Hitting for running for Sean White down at second. And Daniel Habb aboard at first. Jonathan Jamie currently at 250, 0 for 3 to this point. And Cruz comes set, big, tall right-hander. Turns and fires in the dirt. Nice block by Colin Hynek behind home plate. And it's a one ball, no strike count. Right-hander comes set, turns and delivers. Missed inside, ball two. Cade Parker in the on-deck circle. One out here in the ninth. Cruz turns and fires. Check swing, went around. It's taken for a strike. It's 2-1. Nice pitch there by Cruz. Two-one pitch, runners go. Here's the throw to third. And what's the ruling over at third base? Brad Stromdahl emerging from the Georgia State dugout. Nice throw by Hynek down to Jesse Donahoe. We'll take another look from our angle. Donahoe held on to the ball. The question was the tag applied before he reached the bag at third? So the challenge has been issued from the Georgia State dugout, and head coach Brad Stromdahl will take another look, see if we can give our viewers another angle. Here's the throw by Hynek. It's awfully close. But the current play, the ruling is under review, and there is no ruling on it as of yet. We're trying to slow the angle down. So the umpiring crew working today's games here at the ballpark at Panthersville, taking another look on the replay monitor. Right now, the call on the field is that Jet Lovett was safe at third. If that's the case, Georgia Southern would have runners at second and third with one out here in the inning. Top of the ninth. So the play's still under review, but the initial ruling on the field was that Lovett was safe at third. So both dugouts awaiting a ruling on what could turn out to be a very, very big play, to say the least. Georgia Southern took the opening game of the series on Friday night by a 20-0 score. And neither offenses looked like the Eagle offense looked last night. Whereas Georgia State offensively last night, no runs on five hits. They've already got six hits here this afternoon trying to hold on to this one-run lead, 2-1 here in the ninth. So the ruling is on its way after the video review. Here we go. They called him out at third. Wow, what a big call there in favor of Georgia State. So that erases Jet Lovett. We're going to take another look. Two outs now in the inning. Here's the throw by Colin Hynek to Donahoe. And now with two outs, a runner at second in Daniel Habb. And a two-ball, two-strike count here on Jonathan Jamie. So two outs here in the inning. And one runner aboard down at second base. Pitch on the way from Cruz. Just missed outside, and that runs the count full here, 3-2. Payoff pitch on the way. Cruz out of the stretch, 3-2 delivery. Foul tipped it, went right off the inside of his right foot. The count remains full at 3-2. Cruz comes set. The 3-2 pitch. Turns and fires. Foul tipped it again off the top of the plate. So Jamie will live to see another pitch here. The tying run is down at second for Georgia Southern. So Jamie will dig back in. Left-handed stick, payoff pitch, 3-2. Cruz turns and fires. That's going to be a chopper towards Freeman on one hop. He'll make the throw to McGinnis. Georgia State has won the ball game. Panthers hold on, and they beat Georgia Southern here in game two by the final score of 2-1. And what a way to bounce back after getting beat 20-0 on Friday night. Big ruling over in third, which certainly went in Georgia State's favor. But the Panthers have evened the series at 1-1. And coming up in about 45 minutes, we'll have game two of our day-night doubleheader. Here's the line score here in game one of this doubleheader in game two of the series for Georgia State. 2 runs on 6 hits, no errors. The Panthers leave 10. And for Georgia Southern, 1 run, 6 hits, no errors, and they leave 5. Georgia State wins its 18th game of the year, now 18-11, 5-3 in Sun Belt Conference play. Georgia Southern drops to 16-10 and 4-4. That'll do it for game one of our doubleheader here on ESPN+. For the entire ESPN crew, Dave Cohen saying goodnight from Atlanta. All games airing on the ESPN networks are streaming live and archived on the ESPN app. This has been a presentation of ESPN.
This has been Georgia State University Panthers Baseball, brought to you by the Georgia State University Bookstore, the official bookstore of Georgia State, with locations on the downtown Atlanta campus and Alpharetta, Decatur, and Dunwoody campuses. And by Brad Stromdahl Baseball Camps. Join us again next time for Panthers Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.